And welcome back to your extended news at noon. Of course, Tracy Morgan in with you. Today, we're talking with Jack Cohen. It's been a while since we got to talk to Jack, of course, with Butler County Tourism and Convention Bureau. Jack, it's nice to talk to you again. It's been quite a few months, but thanks for being on the program. We appreciate your time.
Oh, my pleasure, Tracy.
So first of all, I'll ask you, how are you? Because it has been so long. It feels like it was just yesterday, but it was at the beginning of the pandemic that you and I got to chat here on the extended news at noon. So how are you, and how is tourism doing right now?
Well, on a personal note, I'm doing great. You know, family's fine, thank goodness, and it's a little rough out there. You know, our industry has really been suffering because of the pandemic. Even in our own building here, where we had a staff of 16, we're down to 4. And all of our restaurants and hotels and most of our businesses are experiencing the same kind of unfortunate circumstances.
And I'm glad to hear that you do have 4. And I say that because I know it's a sensitive topic, but you are still operational. And I think that's key for people to understand that you didn't disappear. Tourism didn't disappear. We are having a rough moment right now, but the Butler County Tourism and Convention Bureau is still in existence.
We are, and I will tell you, we have never stopped. I will tell you, with the staff, when we had to make the changes, there were only 3 of us. And now we're beginning to add in again, which is really nice to get people back to work. And we hope that would be the case for all those folks we had to unfortunately lay off.
Now, last time I talked to you again at the beginning of the pandemic, we talked about how you have to rethink everything that you do. So now, fast forward to where we are today, what are those things that you had to rethink? Are you now in a pattern that you're moving forward in a nice way, or are you still restricted quite a bit? And we can talk about the governor in his rulings if you'd like. But where are you in the way of trying to figure out how to make this work?
Well, we've never lost, I guess we kept our eye on the ball the whole time. And we knew that our responsibility is to market and promote all of those businesses that are in our community. We haven't stopped that. You know, it's unfortunate that we can't do advertising like billboards and TV and the bigger things that we have been doing for years. But at this point, we're concentrating on the things we know that will reach our communities and the folks that live here and how to help their businesses.
And have those folks that were with you before the pandemic, have they stuck with you?
Well, unfortunately, we lost our first one last week.
Okay.
We were going to bring one of them back, and she took a different position. And I wish her well, and she knows that. As most employees and employers, you know, for us, we know all of our folks. We get along with them. They're great people. They're very skilled. And we hope that all of them would come back. Unfortunately, we lost one in the middle of all this craziness. She needed to get to work.
Well,
and I get that.
And let me ask you the same question, except point this time towards the folks that were with you in the way of businesses and organizations, like when we would see that annual printout of the Convention Bureau or the Tourism and Convention Bureau. Have those folks, have the businesses stuck with you?
Well, you know, mostly everyone is still here. I think we've lost maybe 10 or 12, most of which are restaurants. And there are some businesses that are, you know, slower than others. Some are busier than others. And, you know, where you have a slow point, you have a really good point. Our campgrounds this year are experiencing growth like they've never seen. And it's phenomenal what's happening. One of our campgrounds is telling us they have a 71% increase in revenues.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And because you think about the RVs that they have, they're on their own. There's no one around. They can, you know, do the camping, and they're enjoying their summer. And they did. Same thing with our parks. Every park throughout the county is extremely busy because you're outdoors, and the norm is that you're not around a whole lot of people.
Yeah, that's
true. Think about the boating, the same thing, and fishermen. You know, so those things are doing really well. I actually ran in, I was at the post office last week, and I ran into a gentleman who has a swimming pool business. He said, I couldn't get the materials fast enough to put them in people's yards.
Hmm, interesting.
You know, everybody's trying to find different ways to get through this pandemic.
Right.
And obviously our industry is doing the same. You know, but it's changed somewhat because of the regulations and the ways that we have to do business today. All of our restaurants already had all those processes in place. You know, they're already inspected by the health board. They've always been. They have rules and regulations. And they've been doing those things. You know, now that the governor has put some other things out there, most of those things have already been done. a couple other things, obviously, the social distancing, understanding the amount of people that you can have on a property. Those kind of things are a little bit different, but everything else was already in place. And people have to understand that these folks are professionals. Now, all of our local restaurants are really making sure their facilities are cleaned, making sure their people are safe, certainly their employees. And we want to know that every guest that comes into any of our businesses throughout the county, that all of us realize our responsibility and that we take it every day.
Jack Cohen, president of Butler County Tourism and Convention Bureau, on the phone with us talking about how tourism is doing right now. And, Jack, when you're talking about the governor, let's talk a little bit about that. What has been good, what has not been good with how Governor Wolf has responded to this?
I think what he's doing, I understand, he's trying to keep people safe, and you know what? We all want that. I don't believe I know anyone that says, let's get somebody sick. None of us want to do that, and we always want to make sure that people are safe and they have the opportunity to do the things that they were doing before, like going out to eat or going shopping or, frankly, even go to a wedding where you can have more than 25 people. All those things are doable under these regulations, but to continue to put those regulations on and continue to change them, these businesses can't continue to buy new things and keep changing things, and then what was working doesn't work, and you got to do something else. They can't afford to make those kind of changes every other week, and that's has happened to our restaurants. You know, we get the plexiglass. That's an expense. We get the heaters for the outdoors. Don't forget the tents and the extra chairs and tables. All those kind of things add up so quickly. And then when now winter's coming and our restaurants are going to go without outdoors because they can't seat people outside when you're in the, you know, the 20-degree range. And we'll have those that weather. So they'll have 50% capacity inside. But remember, around the bars, you're not allowed to have serve anything with, you know, bar seats have to be gone. And the bars, if you order a drink, you have to have food. So, you think about the veterans, you know, and those folks that have their facilities, and you can go in and usually get yourself a drink, meet your friends. They can't do that because some of them don't even have facilities to serve food. So they're out of business. That's a really tough, tough one. But those restaurants that do have food service now, maybe you could order, you know, some chips or something. That doesn't count as a meal. You actually have to order a meal in order to serve alcohol. And that's tougher. But people are finding ways to get, you know, to do that. But again, when you have limited seating and the capability of your sales, it makes it really difficult. At 25%, I can tell you, there is no restaurant that can sustain that kind of loss. At 50%, they may be able to survive and break even.
Are the restaurants, do they get any kind of heads up on what's coming down the pike in the way of the decisions from the state, or do they, are they surprised whenever the decisions are handed down?
Let me share with you. I'm on the executive board of the Pennsylvania Restaurant and Lodging Association, representing the entire state, and we don't know what the governor's going to say until he says it. Even though we meet with them and talk with them and share our thoughts and processes and ways we believe would be safe, their team listens, and then we do not know what he's going to say, and that's how we found out about cutting the food service industry back to 25%. And that's how, you know, after we met with him, and there was no indication that that was even coming. But again, like I said, all of us and everyone wants to keep people safe. But if you go today into big box stores like Home Depot, Lowe's, Walmart, Target, there's a whole lot more people in those facilities than any restaurant. And there's no reason that they should be treated any different than what you're doing with the food service folks or venues, outdoor venues for weddings or events. All these issues are no different, and all of them should be treated at the same level.
Jack, with what you do, you deal with many different industries when it comes to tourism. What's bigger, and I'm not saying one's better than the other, I'm just wondering, what brings in more money? Is it the restaurants and bars, or is it the events that were so prominent here in Butler County?
Well, add up how many restaurants and bars you have. Then add up how many events you have. It always is going to be about the local community. It's not the events. The events are great, and they bring a lot of people, and they spend a lot of money that those most of those folks don't live in our community. So that's great revenues to bring in. But at the end of the day, it's your local mom-and-pop businesses that we have to make sure are sustainable. They're our neighbors. They're our family members. They're people that live in our community. Where would we be without those businesses?
So what
everybody should take time, think that through, and go visit one of those businesses and support them because they need your help.
I know we can talk about the videos that you have been doing, but what is your vision for what tourism can do to help those bars and restaurants and mom-and-pop stores?
So as we continue to do social media, we continue to do marketing, we continue to talk about all these great places to visit and enjoy, we'll continue to do those things. You know, in January, you can all watch out for our restaurant week that we're developing now. We know that's a very quiet month. We think we can help that with a restaurant week throughout our county. We're developing it now. There are a whole lot of other things, as you mentioned, these videos. They're still in the process of being done. We have videos for almost every one of our communities, and all those things are getting placed out there. We actually have visitors' racks where they can get brochures, and most of the time people look for something to do, they'll pick up a brochure. But when they go to those brochure racks now, they're going to see video. We have video equipment on all the brochure racks, and we'll continue to change it so they can learn about the small communities and larger communities throughout our county.
I think marketing is so important because it can offer so many ideas that maybe a person just wasn't thinking of in the moment. I'll go back to the campgrounds for a moment, because when I grew up, we had a camper on a lot that we owned in a particular campground. And that's just kind of how my camping life went, right? But then when you talk to the campers and they say, no, you can actually rent a lot for a weekend, or you can rent a trailer, or you can rent an RV. You know, I mean, it's one of those things that I would have never thought of to do.
Yeah.
So I think the marketing is so important.
There's a few places you could rent the RVs. I know one for sure because it's nearby us here in Zero Edelpo, it's up Niagara Majors. They rent them. They'll teach you how to hook it up to your trailer hitch. They'll tell you how to operate it. You get to the campground, and those folks will show you how to hook everything up, and you have a great time, and you spend time with your family.
And the reason I bring that up is because what you're doing is so important and vital, because maybe I didn't realize a store down the street from me is still open. You know, maybe somebody is having a smaller gathering that I could go to. You know, I mean, and that's where I think you play a huge role.
Well, thank you, and I think we do, too, and we are here to support those businesses. That's what we do. Our job is to market, promote, and support these businesses every day. And believe me when I tell you, we talk about that a lot. We really do. I'm so proud of all the things that these folks do and the hard work that they put in. You all know that are listening about that family restaurant that's down the street or around your corner, and you know what those folks do and how long they've been there and serving our communities. We need to support them now when they're having their darkest hour.
Jack, can you talk about the videos that you have been working on? I know you've been working on videos that are showcasing many of our different areas.
Yeah, I just finished one on Zillion Opal. That little community has done such amazing work to get their community vibrant every single day, even through the pandemic. They're creating ways to bring people in, obviously to be safe, but to experience a great charm of a small community. And it's a true gem.
It is.
Jacksonburg's another one where you have a small community that you know, many, many years ago was developed, and it still has that small-town charm. It's absolutely beautiful. Downtown Butler's in the process of being done right now. Cranberry Township is finished, and that's out there. There's some really wonderful ones that we have. Slippery Rock is finished. Those are great, great communities that you'll eventually be able to see that. If you go to our website, which is visitbutlercounty.com, look at the videos. Share them with your friends. Let them know about these great places to visit.
So your videos will be on your website, like you just mentioned. Will you be using those in your marketing?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We'll be putting them out there all over the place. They'll be in welcome centers throughout the state. They'll be used to all the different pieces that we're doing. Don't forget, we still have our brew tour. People can pick up one of the cards and go visit the brew pubs, and they get a special gift when they get it completed. There's so much still going on. You can't be afraid to go out. You have to be smart to go out. You want to protect your family and yourselves and your neighbors. Do the things you need to do, and you can still enjoy community.
And like you said, you can do them safely. You know, there are mitigation
Absolutely.
Efforts that have been put in place, and those recommendations that you can take on the initiative and do these activities safely. The app is something that we often talk to many of your employees in the past about with
sure.
the Butler County Tourism and Convention Bureau. Can you touch on that? Because the app is still functioning.
Yeah, so you go to the app right off our website. You can download it, put it in your phone, carry it around with you if you want to explore a day in a community. All you have to do is open it up, type it in, and they'll show you things that you can do and create your own itinerary or pick one that they have pre-done for you. They're wonderful tools that make your enjoyment even better.
Well, Jack, it's always nice to talk to you. Just your final thoughts. What would you like to leave with us today before I let you go?
What I will share with everyone is support your communities. They need your help, and you need to get out of the house. Enjoy them. Enjoy the parks. There's a lot you can still do. And be safe. And that is what I hope everyone stays.
Jack Cohen, president of Butler County Tourism and Convention Bureau. Jack, always nice to talk to you. Thanks for your time.
Thank you, Tracy. Great to talk with you. Stay safe.